Welcome to The Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, and in this time together, we'll explore new and old recordings of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the great Highland bagpipe, as well as enjoy some Gaelic song and listen to some various music from Celtic folk traditions. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM. We're streaming online at kkrn.org, and we have a free app available for streaming on the go. So we hope you stay with us for the next hour to listen to some of the best bagpipes on the wireless here on The Piping Hour. That's a 1967 recording of the Gaelic air Banks of Lough Eil by the Edinburgh City Police Pipe Band. For those of you who've been around the Piping Hour for a while, you know that we're going to get tore in with the big music. Here's Malcolm McRae playing the Kilmore piece, The Battle of Aldairn, No. 2. Thank you.
Hecum haulum vatach, noir a hoca ge orn socken, shemot a vatach a li. Bishet eroch du a haule gake ime gönnen smalan, uke uam se mochro banje, siat ne keren vami kui. O haren haulum vatach, hecum haulum vatach, noir a hoca ge orn socken, shemot a vatach.
Thank you. Hello, this is Jim McGilvery, and I'm enjoying listening to The Piping Hour, streaming at kkrn.org.
Thank you. grow, up and grow, up and grow, the happy the doctor was a maiden fair, till the hair with the a favour, he was a fiddle of fine, the minute she made a man deal. I was sell a thump and quine, my dance, the real was the veil. Diddly dum, diddly doodle, idle lum, diddly doodle, idle 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 doodle, up and grow, up and grow, up and grow, the happy field. I thought I was a maiden fair, till I heard the great field.
Song which was written by a friend of mine who writes great songs. Strange enough, he's English as well. Ed Pickford, who comes from the northeast of England.
Who toil night and day by hand and by brain, turn your pay who for centuries long past, for no more than your bread, have bled for your countries and counted your dead in the factories and mills, in the shipyards and mines. We've often been told to keep up with the times, for our skills are not needed. They've streamlined the job, and with slide, rolling stopwatch, our prime day of robbed eye. But when the sky darkens and the prospect is war, who's given a gun and then pushed to the fore and expected to die for the land of our birth, when we've never owned one handful of earth? First ones to starve, we're the first ones to die, we're the first ones in line for that pie in the sky, and we're always the last when the cream is shared out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about. I and all of these things the worker has done, from tilling the fields to carrying the gun. We've been yoked to the plough since time first began, and always expected to carry the can.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. Now, if you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station. That was an arrangement of the Desperate Battle of the Birds going into some jigs, played by Pipe Major Robert Shepherd's kids in Dysart and Dundonald from an album in 1977. The album was groundbreaking, and so was the band, mostly because he pretty much taught the entire band, and in just a few short years, they took the world. Prior to that was also a track from Dysart and Dundonald from that same LP playing a march medley. We started out the hour with Malcolm McRae, playing the Kilmore piece Battle of Aldern No. 2. Then Shinnick McIntyre sang right before Muirhead & Sons Pipe Band played a March Strathspeyan reel. Now, just like Robert Shepherd from Dysart and Dundonald, we also lost Robert Turner this year, who was the drum sergeant of Muirhead & Sons during their glory years. He later moved to New Zealand and was quite an influence on the drumming there. That was followed by James McGilvery playing the Pibroch The Company's Lament, into Hamish Moore, playing both the Strathspey and reel settings of the tune Stumpy. Dick Gawkin sang The Worker's Song, and that was from his most recent CD, available from Green Tracks Records, called The Harvard Tapes. John D. Burgess played the classic 2-4 march, John McCall's March to Kilbowie Cottage. Then Lauren McDougall played a variation on the arrangement of the Pibroch, The McDougall's Gathering. We're going to go out this hour the same way we came in. Here's Seamus McNeil playing the Pibroch Clan MacNab's salute. And until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we wish for all of you safe seas.